delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Well, if you didn't see it, Black Friday set an all-new record for gun background checks. More than 185,000, biggest ever since they started tracking the deal. My next guest here, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, welcome back.
Good morning.
Why do you, Hillary Clinton lost. I would have thought this made sense, this record background check, but with Donald Trump, a pro-Second Amendment president coming in, I'm a little surprised. Why do you think that is?
I'm surprised, too. I mean, obviously, after the election, the stocks for some of the gun companies were down like 20 percentage points or so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, that's kind of the best predictor. I don't know. We'll have to see whether this continues or not. But I would have thought, for exactly the reasons why you were bringing up, that sales would have gone down, that it's just that people have been buying at record rates for a while because they were concerned about what types of gun laws would be coming across nationally. Now, obviously, you have places like California and stuff where there's still real threats that are there. But I'm not really sure.
You know, man, maybe you can help me with this because I didn't even notice, and this would be where you'd step up and be the professor, which is, California had some gun control measures on the ballot on the 8th of November and got so caught up in the presidential election. I don't know what the outcome were of some of these gun ban and gun restriction proposals around the country.
Right. Well, the California one passed. The Bloomberg had two initiatives. He had one in Nevada and one in Maine that had these so-called background checks on private transfers. Obviously, they did more than that. He spent a total of $28 million just on those two initiatives. He lost in Maine by about 4 percentage points and won in Nevada by 8/10 of 1 percentage point, which is pretty amazing. I mean, you keep on hearing in the media about how 80-90% of people support these types of laws.
The vast majority, they always say, the vast majority of Americans support this sort of thing. Well,
right.
That wouldn't indicate that.
I mean, in Nevada, he ended up spending like $35.30 per vote, which is kind of an amazing amount of money to go and spend on an initiative. And even though he spent that much, he just got 50% of the vote in that case. And the media obviously also gave him very sympathetic coverage. But even though he could write up the initiative the way he wanted, he lost in one state, and the other one he just barely squeaked by despite massive amounts of expenditures.
I want to bet, but obviously he won one, and he has almost limitless resources, so I would expect to see similar measures pop up in a couple of states in 2018, wouldn't you?
Right. I mean, that's basically been his promise, that he's going to just devote whatever money is necessary every couple of years to put in other initiatives on the ballot.
Well, there you go. All right. So yesterday, we Americans witnessed another terrorist attack, this time at Ohio State University in the city of Columbus, where a Somali refugee rammed his car into a sidewalk full of students, injuring 9, one critically. Got out of the car with a knife, stabbed a couple more, went, berserk. And in fact, it sounds like what ISIS was calling for, random knife attacks and so forth.
Right.
But then a cool-thinking campus police officer double-tapped him, and that was the end of the problem. It's just interesting that, it started yesterday watching the news media thinking, active shooter, and they had this, you can pick up on it. Like, they're almost hoping that it's some white guy with a shaved head and a swastika. And then when they realize it's a terrorist from Somalia, they're like, their whole demeanor changes. Do you get that, or is it just me?
No, I think you're right. And there were other stories that came out, too. You had stories from, like, Reuters, for example, talking about Ohio's gun laws and how they had the lax, very lax gun laws compared to the rest of the country, which isn't quite true. But They were talking about that before they even knew whether or not this terrorist had used a gun in the attack. You know, they already, it seems like they must have already had the story kind of queued up, just ready to go. You know, and they put it out there thinking that, well, it must have been a gun that he used. But as you say, it was a combination of using his vehicle and a butcher's knife.
Which is what ISIS has been calling for, is random attacks on, you know, the infidels, you and I suppose, around the world. So I wonder if, you know, I have to wonder, is this the sort of thing that gets people's attention, that wakes them up? Because if you had been there with a concealed carry permit and the police officer had not, you could have been the hero, you being anybody, you know, you could have been the hero there to stop somebody like this, because that's what concealed carry is about, is to neutralize a threat just like that. It's a perfect example, is it not?
I mean, I agree. I have a whole chapter in my book, The War on Guns, where I go through and look at the statements from these types of terrorists, these types of killers, where they go and say they explicitly try to pick places where victims can't have guns to defend themselves, because it makes it easier for them to go and kill people and therefore kill more potential victims.
Yeah, and their goal is to inflict as much damage as possible, right?
Right, and I'm sure that was the case in this guy's attack yesterday. You know, so, I mean, it was fortunate that the police officer was nearby, that he was able to get there quickly. But, you know, even for a few minutes delay in him being able to go and stop the attacker, if somebody at the scene had had a permanent concealed handgun, I mean, seconds count. And even in that case, it's possible that if somebody was there, they could have limited the damage even further.
Oh, there you go. All right, The War on Guns is your latest book. Where can people find that and some of your other publications?
It should be in most bookstores, but Amazon and Barnes & Noble are the cheapest places online.
And if they want to read about what you're doing right now, where do they go?
Well, they go to our website at crimeresearch.org.
Dr. John Lott, the resident expert on guns, self-defense, and the Second Amendment, thank you as always.
Okay, I'm going to need some official title, given that I'm on here all the time. But anyway.
All right, we'll get one of those for you.